All right, let's dive in with me here. You shared some really interesting excerpts from Harry Brown's How I Found Freedom in an Unfree World. And it seems like you're really interested in how to be more independent and make choices that feel right for you, that align with your values. That's what Brown calls thinking and acting locally.
It is fascinating how Brown approaches this idea of personal freedom. He's not saying you have to go out and change the world or get everyone to agree with you. He's saying you can find freedom right now in your own life by figuring out how to navigate your own choices more effectively.
So it's not about local in the sense of geography. It's about taking charge of your own little corner of the universe.
Exactly. He talks about these traps we can fall into, things that actually limit our freedom. One trap he calls the intellectual trap, where we end up censoring our feelings and opinions to fit in. Then there's the emotional trap, where we let our feelings completely run the show and make impulsive decisions we regret later.
Oh, I've been in that trap.
Yeah.
Definitely made some choices I wish I could take back. So how do we avoid these traps?
Brown's big thing is about understanding your emotions, but not letting them be the only factor in your decisions. He has this great story about a woman who constantly makes choices based on how she's feeling in the moment, and it ends up causing more problems for her down the road.
That makes me think of those impulse buys we make, the ones we regret later.
Yeah.
Brown seems to be saying we need to understand our own emotional patterns to make better choices, right?
Exactly. And that leads into another one of his traps, what he calls the group trap. This is where we get so caught up in fitting in or following the crowd that we sacrifice what truly motivates us individually. He says this can happen in all sorts of relationships, with our families, friends, even in romantic relationships.
So it's like going along with something even when you don't really want to, just because you don't want to rock the boat.
He uses this funny example of a James Bond fan who hides his books because he's worried about what his cultured friends will think. Brown's point is that by hiding your true self, you're not allowing yourself to connect with people who genuinely share your interests.
That's so true. I've definitely felt that pressure to downplay my love for, well, let's just say certain boy bands from the 90s. But Brown says we should embrace those things and find people who appreciate us for who we are.
Exactly. And even when there are differences, Brown's all about honesty and clear communication. Instead of trying to force people to be like you, try to understand their perspective.
So it's about finding that common ground without sacrificing your own individuality.
That's it. And he even talks about embracing your laziness in a way.
Wait, laziness? How is that a good thing?
He's not talking about being a couch potato. He uses laziness to mean finding the most efficient and enjoyable way to work. Brown found that when he focused on what he enjoyed and was good at, his work became more valuable. And he actually ended up working less.
So it's about finding that sweet spot where your passion and skills align. Mm. That's a really empowering idea.
And this idea of thinking and acting locally even applies to how Brown views the role of government.
Okay, let's hear about that.
Brown is known for his libertarian views, and he argues that relying on government to solve every problem isn't always the best approach. He thinks it's often more effective to take personal responsibility and find direct solutions.
Yeah.
He uses the example of car safety features. If you want more safety features than what's offered, you can buy a different car, advocate for change, or accept things as they are.
So he's saying instead of going to the government to force everyone to change, think about what you can do yourself.
Exactly. He even challenges the idea that government always makes things better. He points to things like licensing requirements as sometimes being unnecessary hoops to jump through. He thinks individuals can often figure out how to protect themselves without relying on mandates.
That's a pretty different way of looking at things. It sounds like he's really encouraging us to think critically about the systems around us.
Yeah.
And not just accept the status quo.
He even makes the rather provocative argument that a less powerful government might actually make us safer from outside threats.
Wait, what? How does he figure that?
His thinking is that if there's no central government, there's less incentive for another country to try and take over. They'd have to subdue millions of individuals, which is way harder than taking down a government.
It's definitely making me think about things in a new way.
Uh-huh.
So Brown's think and act locally idea isn't just about personal choices. It also extends to our beliefs about how society should function.
Absolutely. He's advocating for a shift in perspective, a move towards more individual responsibility and less reliance on systems we don't necessarily control. And speaking of taking control, Brown offers a ton of practical advice on how to actually put this think and act locally philosophy into action.
All right, let's get into the nitty gritty.
Mm-hmm.
What are some of his tips?
He starts by saying you have to take a good look at your life as it is right now. Look at your daily routine, your commitments, and ask yourself, am I really doing this because I want to? Or am I just going along with it? He even suggests this technique. He calls it starting from zero.
Starting from zero sounds intense.
It's basically like hitting the reset button. You imagine your ideal life, the one that truly aligns with your values. And then you start eliminating anything from your current routine that doesn't fit into that vision.
So it's like decluttering your life. But instead of getting rid of stuff, you're getting rid of obligations and habits that aren't serving you.
That's a great way to put it. And Brown actually used this technique himself to restructure his business. It helped him gain more freedom and actually become more profitable.
Okay, that's really impressive.
Yeah.
But how do we even begin to figure out what to keep and what to toss?
Brown suggests making a list of everything you do in a day or a week and then labeling each activity. Ask yourself, is this something I freely choose to do? Does it contribute to my income? Is it enjoyable? And does it give me a sense of control over my future?
That's a really smart way to see where you're actually spending your time and energy. It's like holding up a mirror to your life.
He also emphasizes the importance of being brutally honest, both with yourself and with others. This might sound scary, but Brown argues that honesty is actually a really practical tool for simplifying your life and building stronger relationships.
I can see how that would cut down on a lot of drama and stress,
right?
Not having to pretend or keep up appearances. But isn't it risky to be completely honest all the time? What if people don't like the real you?
Brown acknowledges that being completely honest can be daunting. He doesn't expect you to do a complete 180 overnight. It's more about making small changes, being more truthful in your everyday interactions, and working your way up to bigger conversations. He says you should even prepare for potential pushback. Some people might not be ready for your newfound honesty.
So it's about being thoughtful and strategic.
Yeah.
Not just blurting out everything that comes to mind.
Exactly. And Brown argues that the benefits of honesty far outweigh the risks. He says when you're genuine, you attract people who appreciate you for who you really are, not for who you're pretending to be.
It's like filtering out those surface-level relationships and making space for deeper, more authentic connections. That makes sense.
And honesty isn't just about relationships. It's about how you approach your work and finances, too. Brown uses this metaphor of a treadmill to describe the feeling of being stuck in this cycle of working, spending, and going into debt without ever really feeling satisfied.
Oh, yeah, I've been on that treadmill. You're working so hard.
Yeah.
But it feels like you're not getting anywhere.
He thinks a lot of people stay on that treadmill because they're afraid to challenge the status quo. They just accept long hours, debt, and unsatisfying jobs. It's just the way things are.
So he's saying we need to question those assumptions and look for alternatives.
Exactly. He encourages readers to use their imaginations, to come up with different ways to live and work. He tells a story about how he faced a huge debt, and instead of panicking, he figured out creative ways to boost his income and leverage his skills.
It's that whole think and act locally idea again.
Right.
Taking responsibility and finding solutions.
Yeah.
Instead of waiting for someone else to fix things for you.
He's all about being proactive and looking for opportunities. Instead of just complaining about problems, and get this, he even encourages people to embrace their laziness.
Wait, I thought we were supposed to be taking charge and being proactive. How does laziness fit into that?
He uses laziness in a clever way. What he means is that we should find ways to work efficiently and enjoy what we're doing. Brown found that when he focused on the tasks he genuinely liked and was good at, his work actually became more valuable, and he ended up working fewer hours.
So it's about working smarter,
yeah,
not harder, and doing what you're actually passionate about. I love that.
And part of that is being honest about what you're willing to do to achieve your goals. Brown says sometimes it's better to take a lower-paying job if it means more free time or less stress.
It's about defining success on your own terms, instead of just chasing after what society tells you is important.
Exactly. He even challenges this idea that we need to be constantly striving for more stuff.
Hmm.
He found more happiness in simplifying his life, focusing on experiences and relationships rather than material possessions.
That's so refreshing to hear in our consumer-driven culture. It's like he's saying, think and act locally when it comes to your spending habits, too.
He even recommends paying attention to how much time you spend shopping or obsessing over saving a few dollars. He'd rather enjoy going to the opera than waste hours agonizing over small expenses.
Now that's a mindset I can get behind.
It's all about prioritizing what brings you genuine joy and fulfillment. And for Brown, a big part of that is letting go of the need to control other people.
Okay, I'm really curious to hear about this. He seems so focused on individual freedom. So how does he deal with situations where people have different ideas or wants?
He's very clear that trying to control others is a losing game. It just leads to frustration and resentment for everyone involved.
It's like trying to force a square peg into a round hole. It's just not going to work.
He suggests that instead of trying to change people, we should try to understand where they're coming from and find ways to cooperate that work for both sides.
So instead of battling it out, we should be looking for win-win solutions.
Exactly. He even argues that letting go of control can actually make us safer. When we respect each other's individuality, there's less reason for conflict.
That's a really interesting idea. It's like choosing collaboration over competition.
He acknowledges that this can be super challenging, especially with family. We're so invested in those relationships. But instead of trying to force our views on them, Brown says we should express our opinions, but also acknowledge their right to disagree.
So it's about giving advice without trying to dictate the outcome.
Exactly, and respecting their choices, even when we don't agree.
It's that whole live and let live philosophy, right?
Yeah.
But it's easier said than done sometimes.
He says the great thing about letting go of that need to control is that it takes a huge weight off your shoulders. You're not responsible for their actions anymore.
So by thinking and acting locally, we're not just respecting other people's freedom, we're actually creating more mental and emotional space for ourselves.
Absolutely. And this applies to how we handle disagreements and conflicts, too. Brown's all about finding solutions that work for everyone involved, not about winning at all costs.
I can see how that would lead to more peaceful resolutions. But what about when you're dealing with someone who's just plain unreasonable? What do you do then?
He's pretty straightforward about that, too. He says you have the right to walk away from relationships or situations that are consistently negative
Yeah.
or disrespectful.
So setting boundaries is part of thinking and acting locally, protecting your own well-being, while recognizing that others have the right to make their own choices.
That's a great way to put it. And at the end of the day, Brown sees letting go of control as one of the keys to finding more peace and happiness in life.
It's like you're freeing yourself from all that mental clutter and stress that comes with trying to manage things you can't actually control.
And that brings us back to Brown's core message. He sees personal freedom as this ongoing journey of self-discovery. It's about learning, adapting, and making choices that align with your own unique values.
It's inspiring to think that we have the power to create a life that truly reflects who we are.
And that's what Brown is urging us to do. He's not just offering a critique of how things are. He's giving us a whole new framework for approaching life's challenges.
It's like he's handing us a toolbox full of practical strategies for thinking and acting locally. It's up to us to use those tools to build a life that feels authentic and fulfilling.
Exactly. He wants us to question everything, challenge the status quo, and figure out what truly matters to us. It's about taking ownership of our lives, our choices,
Yeah.
and our future.
Wow. That's a lot to take in. Brown's book is definitely packed with food for thought. It's a call to action, a challenge to really examine our lives and see where we might be giving away our power, our freedom.
So as we wrap up this deep dive, I'm curious, what resonated most with you? What parts of Brown's philosophy stood out?
For me, it's that reminder that personal freedom isn't something you find out there in the world. It's something you cultivate within yourself. It's about taking responsibility for your thoughts, your emotions, and your actions.
That's a great takeaway. And it's a perfect example of thinking and acting locally. It starts with you, right here, right now.
Brown's book is a powerful reminder that true freedom isn't about controlling the world around us. It's about mastering ourselves. It's about making choices that align with our values, even when those choices are difficult or unconventional.
And remember, personal freedom is a journey, not a destination. There will be bumps along the way, but the rewards are well worth the effort.
So what are some things our listener can think about as they navigate their own journey towards personal freedom? What traps should they watch out for?
Think about the areas of your life where you feel the most stuck, most frustrated. Are you falling into any of those traps Brown describes? The intellectual trap, the emotional trap, the group trap, and what steps can you take to start thinking and acting locally in those areas?
Start by asking yourself some honest questions. Are you living in a way that feels true to you? Are you making choices based on your values? Or are you letting fear and societal pressures dictate your path?
And remember, you don't have to do this alone. Brown's book is a great resource, and there are countless others out there who are also on this journey towards greater personal freedom.
It's a community of like-minded individuals who are committed to living authentically and creating a world where individual sovereignty is valued and respected.
So as we head into the new year, take some time to reflect on what freedom means to you. What changes can you make, big or small, to create a life that feels more aligned with your true self?
Remember, the power to choose is always yours. Choose wisely and choose freedom.